This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida and Audrey. And on the show today, we are talking about digital transformation and the main obstacles stopping your company from making that digital transformation. We've got a poll going on Twitter right now. Get in touch with us at BFM Radio is our handle. You can also send us your messages on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Before we jump into those messages, though, I'm just going to take a quick look at the poll numbers. For now, we've got 47% who say lack of funding is the main obstacle. Almost 30% say no digital skills. 8% say no equipment access. And we've got more than 15% who say others. And, you know, we'll get to those comments. But first, let's take a look at WhatsApp.
Eugene saying here, said definitely finance. I have my team ready. It's just that we don't have enough funds to proceed. Any investors?
Okay.
Okay. Then Ro, okay, la. You know, Ro just makes my day. La. You say, I'm blaming our managing partner. He stopped believing in the online world after he fell for a fake profile on Tinder and got heartbroken.
You can always depend on Ro for a little comic relief. Looking at Instagram, we've got a couple of responses here. There's one from Teo Ho Ying who says traditional mindset. So, you know, coming back to what Gopi said earlier, you know, you need a shift in mindset. Surav says lack of funding and unwillingness to change. For example, complacency. Being Afiza says too much gap between Gen Y and the boomers. Jerry Wong says too comfortable to stay in current situation. They refuse to change. It's all about mindset. Yeah, someone else that went with mindset. Eric says funding, and Parish is also with Eric and says lack of funding. You can continue to send us your thoughts, your messages as well. 018-789-8899. Also on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, let's move into our next story. And this is a story that I personally just love. So over in the US, many schools are starting the year remotely now with a hybrid model. And even those that plan to reopen in person are offering remote options, of course, because of COVID-19. Now, if you're a parent and you've had to send your kids back to school over this last month, I can imagine
the stress
of having to wonder and, you know, to think about SOPs in schools and things like that. So, you know, online learning would have been the, I guess, best solution to this. But we've all heard about the issues when some of the kids actually had to do like virtual classes and, you know, the issues that teachers had. Also, you know, issues with the internet and, you know, schools in the rural areas that didn't have enough equipment to lend out to their students as well. So in the States, that's why they're kind of shifting towards a hybrid model, a bit of online, a bit of like coming into class as well. And I guess startups have now started to come to the rescue to help students during this period, right, with their online and virtual classes. So I'm going to focus on four startups that are helping schools and families look for ways to keep kids engaged and to up the speed and also to help caregivers while these kids learn from home. So the first one is called Bodle Learning. So edutech companies are well positioned to capitalize on the shift to remote learning right now. And Bodle Learning makes online math games for kindergarten through to grade six kids. Now, it was created in late 2019 as a classroom tool to help bring students up to grade level and to track their progress. But when schools shut down, their signups spiked and they offered their product for free through spring and summer. And they also added a portal for parents to actually track the progress of their kids. And they now plan to charge individual users about $5 or $7 for a monthly subscription. They still haven't sorted that out yet. And schools can actually use their free pilot program for one semester before they're charged. Now they've got about 40,000 users and counting, and the next step is a mobile app for students who don't have a computer or decent internet. So speaking of internet issues, one of the biggest challenges of distance learning is ensuring that all students have equal access to online tools. I think in the US, the FCC estimates that 21 million Americans actually lack access to high-speed internet. Wow. There was another report that said that number could be up at 42 million.
Seriously?
Yes. Okay. So schools are scrambling to source and distribute portable Wi-Fi hotspots, laptops, and tablets. So it's not here in Malaysia that we're having this problem. Some districts have even turned parking lots slots or even their school buses into internet access points by working with businesses, right? So enter this startup called Transportant, and it was founded in 2017, and they deck out school buses with smart tech. So this includes HD cameras, driver navigation tools, onboard Wi-Fi, and an app that alerts parents when their children get off and on the bus.
Right.
So by modifying software and using each bus's metal casing to amplify an antenna signal, they've also converted their buses to becoming rolling hotspots with a range of about 200 to 300 feet. So Transportant also repurposed existing tech to help make deliveries to students who rely on school-provided meals. So they used tools for creating bus routes, and they were able to select students who qualify for free or subsidized meals. Mm-hmm. And they made deliveries to drop off lunches at their homes.
Right. It's lovely hearing all these solutions and ways that we go about it. I am personally just happy that my son has gone past this phase. When I hear this, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. He's in college, so it's a different, he's, online, that sort of thing. But I think like if it was just that 1 year, I would have been so stressed out. So I'm just so relieved that.
Yeah, and it's good to know that there are startups that are starting to think about these things and come in and try and help as well. Mm. There is another good one called Teleteachers, which is for students with disabilities. And you know how interruptions for in-person education and therapy can be quite disruptive for them. So founded in 2019, Teleteachers initially focused on bringing speech therapists to overtaxed special education programs via video conference. Mm. And due to the pandemic, the company has expanded its services to include other kinds of teletherapy and instruction as well as tools to help staff manage caseloads and measure students' progress from a distance. Mm. So that's a good one. And finally, this one, I'm a bit iffy about this one, but you tell me what you think.
Okay.
It is called e-babysitting or sitterstream. So after school finishes, caregivers, of course, might still be working, and they might not just want to plonk their kids in front of a TV. So hiring a babysitter also may raise some issues, including the spread of the virus. So often the service that they maybe if you usually get your babysitter via a service, you might not get the same person, and maybe you won't get them for long enough and get them consistently. Right. So what do you do then? You get Sitterstream. So it's an on-demand service that matches families with virtual babysitters and tutors. It's all done via video call. So services could be maybe you want tuition for Mandarin or just for a toddler to be watched while you do a half-hour workout in the other room. Sitterstream will find a staffer and they'll send you a text message, and within a few minutes they'll be on a video call to engage with your kids. So this one, I'm a bit iffy. I don't know how this works, but I mean, I could appreciate someone just watching my toddler, while I, get a workout in the next room. But then again, what if my toddler decides she's had enough and I'm out of here? What then?
No one's stopping this toddler, right?
Yes.
So it's either very young where you're still sort of like in the, not moving in the crib, or you're of a certain age, right? It's an in-between stage. How do you do it? Tuition, yes, I can understand, right? You can sort of like, hopefully the person will sit down and pay attention. But if not, it's not, there's still an adult at home, but yeah, I'm thinking of your, I've got this picture of your kid.
Yeah, and she's not going to sit there.
It won't work on her.
Mm-mm, not at all. All right, coming back to our main story, what is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? Get in touch with us. Tell us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, also on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll come back with a story on SME survival, right?
Inspiring stories.
Yes, we always like to end the show on a positive note, but for now, here's Leon Russell with Alcatraz. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.